Good evening, Ed. I just have one little thing I found in the newspaper that might be fascinating.
Hey, the net wishes to recognize Alec and 2XOJ. Anyone else?
WJL. Good evening, Ed. Belated happy Thanksgiving.
Da 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 This is 2WJL, no traffic.
DC2AYC in the net. Okay. Hi, Richie. I got you first, actually, N2WJL. Good evening. Then I heard Bob at the same time, KB2WDK, happy Thanksgiving, belated. That's everybody. My name is Frank, N2VRA. Anyone else? At this time, again, happy Thanksgiving, belated. And for those of you who are celebrating the Festival of Lights, happy holidays. And, I'd like to thank Charlie KB2UVV and Joe KB2BZV, as well as KB2NJS and everybody else who pitched in my absence. They did a stellar job. Let's turn it over to Alec N2XOJ to have something he wanted to say.
Thank you, Red. Just going through the newspaper, and I came across this little article, which I will not read, but I'll give you the gist of it. Evidently, a journalist in Los Angeles is on federal trial, or is on charged federal charges, for having used a modified scanner to record cell messages through or between two noted movie stars, and then wrote an article based on what he recorded by using the modified scanner. I bring this up only because he faces a potential 15 years in prison if he is found guilty of this one time of recording an article, recording a conversation, and then writing an article on the basis of that. Ed, welcome home. KC2AYC at 2XOJ.
Thanks for that interesting information there. Wondering if you're talking about Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Mind reader.
Okay, yes. So, anybody out there who happens to have one of those old scanners left over, if you happen to accidentally listen to a frequency segment that's no longer legal to listen to, keep it to yourself. Hey, at this point I'll stand by for any additional check-in.
Here is N1, LVH, good evening Ed, no traffic at this time.
Net would like to recognize Walter, N1LVH. Good evening, Walter. Let's stand by a moment. I do have quite a bit of fan mail that's collected here in my app. But I want to take a break from the net for a second and just thank you. WJL is still out there.
To WJL, go ahead, Ed.
Are you going to be checking your email tonight or tomorrow, Rich?
I'm going to check my email almost every evening.
Okay, just wanted to volunteer for the Toys for Tots thing, but you were on the air here, I thought I'd mention it.
The volunteering for the Toys for Tots doesn't count for me. We have a very small allowable group. They limit us to approximately six people. if that's what you're referring to, by giving out the gifts. I will mention your name to Rob, and I don't know how many people are on the list right now, if that's what you're referring to. The only other thing I'm looking for volunteers for is the Crystal Weimar Handfest, and I'll put in my plug for that right now, which is February 21st at Freeport Armory. The Toys for Tots program is strictly bring a gift $2 to $10 in value, unwrapped, brand new, no gender specific is necessary, or any gender specific, from the age of 6 months to about 15 years. And not to break the bank, $2 to $10 is a fine gift. But the donating and the giving out of the gift, like I said, is done by, unfortunately, a very small committee. But that is as per the hospital's request.
Okay, Rich, yeah, that's understandable. As you were talking, I realized, I guess, for obvious reasons of bringing germs in and what have you, and, you know, the whole logistics of it. Is anybody here that is a member of the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club and you plan on attending their holiday party next Monday? As Rich has just said, you might want to bring down an inexpensive toy unwrapped. We put our plug in there. As long as it is the holiday season, throw in my own public service announcement. We all tend to go out and celebrate this time of year. So I think most people that check in are responsible, but you are going to get behind the wheel. Not only consider what you've had to consume, but realize that other people on the road might not necessarily be as responsible as we are. So you're doubly got to be cautious of what you're doing there on the road. You got to consider that the guy next to you is a jerk. So be careful there. All right, let's stand by for any additional check-ins, and then I'll pick right up the fan mail here. First off, I'd like to ask R up in Connecticut. Those of you who check in regularly probably realize I was away with my family for quite a few weeks. And I wasn't gone quite as long as it seems, just the logistics of the day I left and the day I came home. I happened to be on a Tuesday, so those days included with the weeks I was away. So what happened there? But R was kind enough to send me transcripts of not only all the Tuesday night nets that I missed, but the Wednesday night nets that are on the Manhattan frequency run by NQNLV. Thank R for that info. I got a letter from our good friend Joe in Huntington. And I'd like to say hello to Joe.
Yep.
Happy holidays. And Joe sent us a couple of clippings here. One of them is pretty called the Bad Boys Online website. He sent us a link to that. It has three links for live scanning: San Diego PD, NYPD, and San Francisco.
Yeah.
If you're on the internet, you can, if you have the real audio software, download Real Player for free. All you gotta do is click on it and give you access. In fact, while I was in Florida, I got a little homesick, believe it or not, and I monitored NYCT at www.policescanner.com. Free info that's bad for you. First it was cops and then America's Most Wanted. Now you can take your voyeur tendencies to the web. ATV Online, www.ATV Online, all one word, ATV Online, O-N-L-I-N.com. A free news site that reports exclusively on crime. Reading articles about escaped killers doesn't state your appetite, listed in on live police scanners from major cities. But ATV isn't all grizzly news. It also reviews crime-related TV shows and books and provides information to help families and communities stay safe. Co-founder Mark Sauter says we intend to be an ESPN for the police and crime information. So I want to thank Joe for that piece of info. So it's an article slipped out of the New York Post, December 8th edition, by Carl Campanile. The Transit Authority will install a new radio system enabling cops, firefighters, and emergency service officials to communicate in the subway. The new underground radio system, expected to cost over $50 million, will replace an antiquated one which prevents transit bureau cops. Firefighters can immediately talk to each other during subway emergencies. Search transit and street cops operate on a completely different radio frequency system. Street cops radio won't work in subway system, and transit cops can't directly contact street cops. Communications passengers is to blame for delay responses. Subway fires climbed with subway power outages over the years. Emergency radio systems are incompatible. This will be a better radio system for subway emergency vehicles. Now, alert. It will solidify the partnership between New York City Transit and the police department to make the subway safer. CA is soliciting bids for a police radio system that broadcasts 14 above-ground channels in the subway. Under the plan, the fire department will operate two channels, so the battalion chief and street level can communicate with units responding to emergencies down below. KA1's initial design for an interested company is in by March 31st. Cops yesterday applauded the long-awaited initiative. Centralized radio system would be beautiful. Able to hear everything that's going on from one cop patrolling the 34th Street Herald Square station. If there was a criminal upstairs, I wouldn't know it. Now transit cops don't instantly know what's going on above them. The Steve Ross Department Store Street Cop Institute couldn't immediately radio transit cops underground to help. The message would first have to go through the central NYPD dispatcher. So I want to thank Joe again, that's out of the New York Post, December 8th. And at this time, we'll stand by for any additional check-in.
This is it. This is 2CAW, hold no traffic, send it to the net.
I'd like to recognize Curtis, KC2DAW. Good evening, Curtis. Thanks for checking in. I didn't even realize the joke is that he wasn't with us, but Charlie he is not with us. If there's anybody in the online room, I apologize. I don't have my computer set up, but I thought my assistant moderating, so guys are on your own. Alright, the next letter comes from James from Elmont. Ed from James in Elmont, I have a frequency for the net plus a question for Frank and to the RA. NASA counts the area. Optimum service of stable vision Woodbury dispatch. 858.8375. Truck should be on the street. This is optimum TV service of the cable vision. Use this, so I listen to this a lot. Drivers say funny things about customers a lot. Thanks for that info, James. I'll have to program that in. I wonder if it's part of a trunk system. I didn't know that they had a conventional 800 system, so we'll have to keep an ear on that. Okay, the question I have for Frank is, I need just the star and letter frequency. I have the color dot frequency, such as green dot and the rest of those. I just need the star and letter frequency. Tell Frank that he always puts on a lot of good stuff. Take care of it from James. N2BRA, do you have the color dot? Give the star and the letter itinerant frequencies available.
Okay, so 2AYC in the net, N2BRA. Yeah, I've got them right here. Can't do too much talking, as you can hear. I have a lot in common with the Budweiser frog right now. But anyway, first I just want to say thank you, James, and hello to Mr. R up there. If he's ready to copy, I hope he's listening. There's two letter frequencies, letter J and letter K. And letter J is 467.7625. 467.7625 for letter J. Drop. Letter K is 467.8125. 467.8125 for letter K. And is four stars. Silver, gold, red, and blue. The first one is the silver star. And that's 467.850. 467.850. Next one is the gold star, and that's 467.875. 467.875 for the gold star. And the red star is 467.9. 467.9. And the blue star is 467.925. 467.925. Drop. Okay, Mr. Ed, that's, those are the letters and the stars, at least the ones I know of. The I have one which was more active of these, would be the 467.875. I've never heard anything on the J, the letter J, and the letter K occasionally. The other ones are active occasionally also. But I think it's the gold star, the 467.875 seems to be, at least in my area and where I've scanned, seems to be the one with the most hits. That's all I could tell you. I hope that information is useful, and I'd just like to pass along my best wishes to those who observe the Festival of Lights. Have a good holiday. Okay, Ed, back to you, and I'm losing the voice, so I'll be in listening mode at this time. H2AYC and 2VRA.
N2VRA, KC2AYC. Thanks for answering James' question. Sorry to hear you're struggling there. Maybe some hot tea with Hunter and some zinc lozenges. Hope you're feeling better for Thursday. Let me take this opportunity to mention that the next meeting is this coming Thursday. It's our little holiday party. Last year we had it just fancy restaurant down in Island Park and quite successful. This year it's going to be in a more centralized location. The fellas from Suffolk don't have so far to schlep, and prices are a bit more modest. It's going to be held at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. And it's on Hempstead Turnpike in Farmingdale. We'll meet at 7:30. We have a large enough turnout. I was hoping to get some more people actually committed. If we have over 15 people, we will get a private room, and we'll work out a deal for us. Right now, it looks like I've got about 8 people committed. So, again, it's Perkins Restaurant. It's on Hempstead Turnpike in Farmingdale. 7:30. To give you an idea of where that is, you know where GEM Electronics is on Hempstead Turnpike? It's just west of where the Long Island Railroad crosses over, prior to where Hempstead Turnpike splits with 109 and Conklin Avenue. So it's west of that Conklin Avenue. If you're coming from Suffolk, either take the northern state or the LIE, or the southern state and get off at Route 110, take that either north or south to Conklin Avenue, and then go, which is Route 24. Conklin Avenue from 110 is where that new north end of Republic Airport, that new multiplex theater is, and there's also the Spartan Diner at that intersection, that's Conklin. You want to head west. You go down about 5 minutes, you go through like the little main village of Farmingdale, and another couple miles past there is where it turns into Hempstead Terminal, and it's down on the right hand side opposite GEM Electronics.
KB2WDK.
Turn it over to Bob.
KB2WDK. Make that 10 confirmation. You put me in there and the brother-in-law.
M2XOJ.
2XOJ, go ahead.
I was saying, add me, please. Thank you.
Hey, we'll, so we got 10 and 11. Okay, gentlemen, very good. Anyone else? Hey, that's good enough. With 11, I feel comfortable to tell them we'll be 15. And, although the last time I did that, I think Alex, Joe, and myself, and Sean, and, Mike from Roslyn, we had this huge table to ourselves, and Frank, but we had a good time. I finished with the directions. If you're coming from Nassau or Queens, you just want to get on Hempstead Turnpike, either the Wantagh Parkway or the Seaford Oyster Bay, or you know, however you want to do it, just get on Hempstead Turnpike and head east. It'll be on the left side. It's on the north side of Hempstead Turnpike. You know, again, a ways down, pretty much just before you get into Farmingdale. So, we did give out the phone number last week, but it's pretty sure the only Perkins in Nassau County. In fact, Charlie tells me it's the only Perkins on Long Island. Speaking of which, I know Mike and Alex, we had discussed going there prior on what Mike terms as a recon mission, which is what Alex and I did with the ground round. We went for a meal to see if it was suitable beforehand. But being I was away, and I kind of dropped the ball on the meeting. Charlie sent me an email last week saying, what do you want to do with the meeting? Where do you want to have it? And we just, you know, said, well, let's make it at Parkland. Turns out Saturday, Charlie, Frank, and I went out Christmas shopping, and we decided to drop in on Perkins, and we did speak with the manager, and looks like a really nice place, looks like they've got a lot of nice desserts in the display case, and you know, the manager did tell us that they're accommodating, he showed us a private room if we had six people or more, so, again, it's a little bit more centralized of a location than down in Island Park. So, hope to see you there. All right, let's stand by for anybody with any additional check-ins or any additional comments.
M2XOJ.
Hey, Alec, let me send it to you. Am I having trouble with my transmission?
You're fine. I was just going to say, Ed, if you have not spoken to any of our East End compatriots and therefore don't know if they're going to join us or not, if you would like to give out my phone number, they can call me now and I will let you know who calls me and who wants to go on the mission next Thursday.
Okay, it's this Thursday coming up in a couple days, to clarify, hope everybody realized that, and you're willing to do that. That's great. If you want to do that, your number, feel free. I'll turn it back to you.
Hey, those fellows who we know and are interested in coming on, this coming Thursday, and I didn't, when I said next Thursday, I meant this coming Thursday, please call me at 742-1628. 742-1628, and I'll get your names to Ed as soon as we collect some folks that want to go. Back to you, Ed, and to XOJ.
Okay, appreciate that little bit of help from you, Alex. And again, those of you on the internet, you know, those who have emailed me, I do have you down. All right, speaking of email, I'll give out my email address. It's kcqayc@usl.net. And this is kcqayc for ID. Also would like to thank Mike out in New Jersey, who's been working on the webpage for us. Still under construction, but last time I checked, he's revamping the format to make it a little easier. So those of you who want to check it out, you can, the URL is, there's two ways to get to it. You can go directly there at www.voiceoftheweb. All one word, voiceoftheweb.com. Or you can go to my webpage, where sometimes I do post late-breaking news items there. Sometimes, you know, it takes a day or two for me to get in touch with Mike. My webpage can be found at https://members.aolalpha.com/index/index.html. KC2AYC in the net. Alright, and those of you who would, don't have email, but if you'd like to participate and you're not a licensed amateur, you can write to me. My name is Ed. My address is P.O. Box 308, Cedarhurst, Cedarhurst, New York, 11516. I do have some more fan mail, and my voice is rapidly tiring. So I'm going to stand by, and I hope there's another check-in that's coming from.
WW, I'm checking in.
2BZB. Good evening, Ed. No traffic.
WW, I'm checking in.
BIZ Mobile, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I'd like to recognize KC2BZB Joe, N2WWM, and I believe it was N2BIZ.
It's affirmative, good evening, N2BIZ Mobile, this is also Joel.
It's Joel, I remember the call, good evening. All right. Joe, do you have access to your computer?
Actually, I'm not at the minute. I had it on before, but I just shut it down. Why?
Okay, no, I don't have my computer set up, and I didn't know if there was anybody in the chat room who had questions or info.
All right, if I get a chance, I'll go up later and, which one are you talking about, the new one or the AOL?
No, the new one. I no longer am bothering with the AOL one. The new one needs set up.
Okay, I'll check it out about 10 minutes, and I'll get back to you.
All right, don't knock yourself out. If you get a chance, fine. If not, sorry, guys. Let's turn it over to Curtis, N2WWM.
WWM, how you doing? They put me down on the list, and I think I spoke to KB2YJH. He may come down, but I'm not sure if he's coming down by himself, with his wife, and with the kids. So he may stop down. And, did anybody speak to Austin? It's all CT. Around the corner from his place, too. He may come down. Let me see. Been a busy week here. Just got in. Ed, all I got to say is that the police call was out. I think I might have said that last week. And there's a lot of sales down at the shack. So, look at these circulars. Drop. Back to net. This is WWM.
N2WWM, very good. KC2AYC. All right. So, in that case, let me try to wrap it up here. Got a letter from a new, from Ed in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, a new correspondent. It says, Future Ham. Dear Ed, hello. I was listening to your net Tuesday, and I have been for the longest time. This letter's dated November 17th. I have been for the longest time wanting to get on the air, but could not get the chance to get my test and license. I really need some information on a couple of things. I hope you have the answer to, or if not, maybe you can ask someone who knows. I need the modification instruction on the H2FT50R to be able to transmit on all bands, the radio low band VHF, which I don't think there's a modification to do that, and 800 and 900, especially VHF and UHF bands, the personal FRS band 2 in VHF. Also can be modified to go below 76 megahertz. Well, I tell you, there's a couple of web pages that have different modifications on the FT50. I really don't know them offhand. But it's all the info I have on the FT50. I think the only thing you're going to find is on the internet. Ed in Lyndhurst, if you're out there, email me at kc2ayc@usl.net and I can send you the link. If you're not on email, I guess you're just out of luck. the other question that comes next we can probably help you with. Also, do you have any info on a new Sony pocket scanner, if it's a good radio or not, and how much intermod there is, if any? Does it receive the 220 in the military band? Okay, I know in the past issue of Scanning USA, I don't know if it's the current issue, I think it was the back issue. Look it up and give it to you next week. But they had a review of the Sony, the ICF-SC1 is the model number, that new scanner. I don't have that issue in front of me, but what I do have is a spec sheet from Sony. Let's go over frequency range here. That'll answer part of your question. Okay, Sony ICF-SC1PC, this is the computer programmable version. There's also a non-computer programmable version. Two people on America Online that run the online conference, one guy who writes for Popular Communications, Ken Reed, and the other one is a woman, Shelley Sheehan. They both have this radio. They told me they liked it. I didn't particularly ask about Intermod. I think they live in the St. Louis area. But they both have said that the radio is quite tricky to program if they're used to Uniden type radios. But it probably can be mastered. You just have to rethink thinking how things are programmed. Some of us who've been so used to programming Uniden radios have a hard time with different protocols. ACQAYCMMS. Also, a friend of mine who's now writing for Scanning USA, John McCallman, he also has one, and I have not gotten his impression yet. His initial impression was he liked it. John is a lot more... he writes computer programs for big corporations. You tell him what you want the computer to do and write you programs to do it. So he's using their electronic devices and stuff. But here it is, the frequency spec. 2500 to 1300 megahertz, excluding the cellular phone bands, which are 823.98 to 849.02 and 868.98 to 894.02. So again, 25 megahertz to 1300 megahertz, excluding cellular phone. So yes, that does cover, in particular, the 220 band and the military band, which you mentioned. KC2AYC and the net. Is my transmission readable? Anybody?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, we all sit in today, but I'm not too happy here with the HTX-12 microphone. All right, the back to the Sony. Does AM, F, the power output, harmonic distortion, runs off of four AA batteries, and also has an AC adapter included. Read you some of the features. Again, this is on the computer model. Bidirectional PC interface with virtual control. control capability, but you connect the scanner to a computer for total control of the scanner, either from the PC or the scanner, supplied software. I'm going to supply the drum that provides a counter to the database all the frequencies in the US. And all frequencies allowed by the FCC, 25 to 30 megahertz, including the cellular band. Stays locked with triple conversion super heterodyne circuitry to accurate stable tuning to help minimize fading and concerns. 300 channel memory to store the stations of your choice in memory. 10 pages of 30 channels per page. Just put the wording where you can put the bank, they call it page. One button access to 9 public service bands and pre-programmed service. Fire, emergency, weather, moment, and broadcast, UHF, UHF sound. Intelligent active memory system. Memorize the frequency which is continuously active 5 seconds or longer. Now, scan all frequencies in the intelligent memory database from the 10 frequencies stored in the intelligent memory. It includes a variety of additional programmable for your computer, including scan pause timer, frequency step to more scan pause timer and symmetrical lag, AM and FM reduction more convenient, reprogram default mode to manual change the reception of AM and narrow or wide FM. So, just to finish up, Ed over here is looking for the frequency for Comcast Cablevision of the Meadowlands, New Jersey, located in North Arlington. I think they're in the 800 megahertz somewhere. And please, hopefully, give me the address. I hope someday I can join you on a Tuesday night and again, and wish everybody a happy holiday and a happy new year. I want to thank Ed for his letter. Hope it's been somewhat helpful to you. This time I'll stand by for anybody with any additional comments. Alright, got a couple of quick pieces of info from R, and then we'll be wrapping up. Got a lot of info from R while I was gone. Again, want to thank him. Possible to read it all. We'd be here for about a week if we read it over the air. But let's touch on a little shortwave info that he said he lacked in that. Radio Romania, North American service, is 1 hour English at 0200 UTC on 9570 and 11830. Also at 0400 on 5990 and 9570. Radio Ukraine has 1 hour North American service in English at 0100 and 0400 UTC on 6030 and 7150.
At N2XOJ.
Okay, N2XOJ, go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I've had a couple of calls, and the question that's asked is, can you give an approximate price range of what it is going to cost at Perkins? And then these fellas, if they find it within their budget, shall I say, will call me back. Any idea?
Okay. You know, I had a menu and I don't know what I did with it. To give you an idea, one of these places where they serve breakfast 24 hours a day, I'm sure you could probably get 2 eggs, toast, and potatoes and bacon, probably around $3.50. the entrees, I had an entree which, you know, came with a salad and, you know, and vegetables, pretty much a complete meal. Entrees, I guess, ranged from about $7, probably about 13. Let me drop it and see if Frank wants to comment on the burgers. I don't quite remember the price of the burgers. Another thing to mention, sodas were free refills with a soda. They call it the bottomless glass. And let's drop and see if Frank is on the air. And he can help us with the price of the burger.
KC2AYC, N2VRA. Hey, I'm trying to wrap stuff up over here. I got that guy coming down from the North Pole. He's going to make a pickup. I'm not talking about UPS. You know, you want to hold a Scotch tape over here, you call me. All right, no, seriously, Perkins is a nice place. I was very impressed. Never been there before. It's super clean. And a really nice decor. Really nice decor. Prices are very reasonable. Probably a little bit less than the Ground Round, I would say. And, it's, you know, it's no more than fast food. That's, I mean, as far as course goes, there's a wide menu of things you can get, and it's very reasonable. A little bit more than Nathan's, but you're getting more. So it's a nice atmosphere. Good place. Very impressed, Ed.
It's a warm eggnog. WWM.
They don't have vanilla ice cream there, Curtis, so you better bring your own.
Oh, no, they do. I had it. I swear I had the vanilla ice cream. But, yeah, Alex, I'm going to take a stab, say $5.99 for a burger. I don't know, I could be off by a dollar, but, you know, there were some expensive things on the menu. I think my entree was about $9.99, and then there were, you know, medium range things. Yeah, they served breakfast 24 hours. Pancakes, eggs, you know, all that stuff's probably around $3 or $4. Depending on what mood you're in, as far as the entrees, I had two chicken breasts with a salad, and there's these two grilled chicken breasts with like a Cajun kind of spice. Two side orders. You have a choice of a bunch of different side orders. Mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, french fries, applesauce, vegetables, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that was $9.99, if I remember correctly.
Hey, Ed, that's, I think, going to do it. I can get the word out. My number again is 742-1628. And you can give me a call. And this is now known as the Food Net. Back to net control, KC2AYC, N2XOJ.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I know. All right, guys, KC2AYC. Let me pick up with the, thank you, Alex, for providing the service for us. And Radio Ukraine, far pointed out the frequencies I just gave out, 6030. On the printed sheet, those of you who may have gotten a printed sheet when we ran a special edition of the newsletter, photocopier cut it off and made it look like 6020, it's not 6030. And also, Polish Radio Warsaw, English to Europe, there's no North American service, which was dropped 9 to 10 years ago. Quite a few frequencies here. 13-1400 UTC on 6095 7145 7270 9525 and 11830. At 18-1900 on 6095 7285 and 2030 to 2130 6035 6095 7285 and 9525. That's it. We thank R for that info.
DHS with a quick question for Frank.
The meeting, slash holiday party this Thursday. To entice a few more of you to come down, thanks to the legwork of NQWWM, folks at Scanner Digest have donated 3 sample issues for door prizes. I've got a little card that you've got to mail back to them. For a free sample issue. We want to thank Curtis for the legwork on that. I want to thank the folks at Scanner Digest for providing that. So we'll, everybody who's there will get an opportunity to put their name in a plate, and we'll have somebody, maybe one of the YLs that show up, pick the names out of the plate. And we've also got a couple of issues of Scanning USA to hand out. So maybe that can entice you guys. Come on down.
And there was a calling station in there.
Okay, I apologize. Let me stand by for the calling station.
JC2DHF with a quick question for Frank.
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
Thank you, Ed. N2VRA, KC2DHF.
Good evening, Dan. Go ahead.
How are you, Frank? Frank, you got any plans for some more J-Poles for the Limmark Hamfest in February?
It's possible, yeah. We could put some more together. Probably be attending it. Right now, I can't really say, but more than likely, I will be, and we'll have some together by then.
Okay, if you do, I'll be looking for 4 of them.
Okay, it's not a commercial entity here, all right. Sounds good, Dan. I appreciate it. Are you happy with yours?
I'm thrilled out of my socks.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to make these things. You just have to be very careful how you measure and make sure that you get good solid connections and you still get a good result. So, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. Let me drop it 1 second, and I've got a comment to make.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
Okay, it's sent to VRA. At the meeting at Perkins, there's going to be a little drawing for a prize, an electronic prize, which some people might find very interesting. You come down to the meeting, fill out your call sign on a piece of paper, or your name if you're not licensed, and somebody lucky will have the waitress pull it out of the box, and whoever's name or call sign comes up gets the prize. You'll find it quite interesting. That's all I'm going to say at this time. Ed, back to you. It's the way I see it. It'll be all right.
Okay, things are getting more interesting by the moment. KC2AYC Minette. Let me stand by and see if we got any additional check-ins. I've got 2 more pieces of info from the mail here, and then we'll bury you guys. I've done most of the talking tonight, I hope. In weeks to come, we have other people that want to talk. My voice is getting tired. Let me stand by. Right. Well, the first item I actually just clipped it out. I kind of found it a little bit amusing. When I got home, the mail, forget about it, the post office, it took me 4 hours just to sort the mail, separate the important bills and read them, separate different categories between magazines and stuff. Most catalogs went straight in the trash, but I happened to save one. It's called Front Seat. Pretty much one of these catalogs for really rich people who've got nothing better to do than throw away money. For instance, they happen to have a pair of binoculars here, Canon Image Stabilizer Binoculars, for $649. I don't think so. Anyway, I happened to, the first time I ever saw this, I don't know that I ever ordered from these people. I don't know why I keep getting the catalog. I can't imagine. Here they got a doormat for $95. I really don't want to spend $95 and wipe my feet on something. But, on page 23 of their catalog, and I won't give out the phone number because it's a ripoff, but, with the Unibin Trunk Tracker Scanner, you're always a step ahead of the nightly news. For the first time, you can monitor both sides of the conversation, even if the channel changes between replies. With the industry's first trunk tracking scanner, ideal for sports enthusiasts, it can monitor sideline action at football games, pit crews at racing events, pilots at air shows, plus police, fire, weather, ambulance, military, or ham radio frequencies. It's easy to operate. Features one button police, fire, emergency, aircraft, marine, and weather tuning. 300 programmable channels store the frequencies you want to monitor. 12 bands cover all available frequencies. Scans about 5 times faster than any standard scanner. Where did they come up with that? Covering nearly 100 channels per second. It keeps track of activity on 10 of your most important channels while monitoring other transmissions. Handheld unit includes an AC adapter and two rechargeable 9-10 packs with a charger. Each battery pack supplies you about 10 hours of use. Alright, I'll agree with that. The basic unit operates on AC, adapter included. And they give the dimensions of it and they show you the picture, and it's obviously the 895 XLT and the 235 XLT. Are you ready for this? They both have been selling them at the same price for $375.
You got doubled with the identifier of the repeater. Please repeat price.
Okay, KC2AY CMNX. $375. Now I submit, I think you can get the 895 on sale from Communications Electronics and a couple other mail order places for anywhere, I believe. Was it around $200? And I know the handheld, it's also around $200. Frank, you want to comment? Am I right on the prices?
Ed, did you call me? My daughter was yakking a mile a minute over here. I didn't catch all that. Could you repeat that, please?
I know you hate when I do that. A rough guess. Currently, what can you get the 895 in? 35 at about $200, give or take 10 or 20 bucks.
I think currently, right now, the base unit, the 895, you can probably get for about 2.25. Lentini has a good deal going, including UPS, which Long Island and New York is zone 2, so you get it in 2 days. Really good. And of course, there's no, you know, the UPS is included in that, and there's no tax, which is great. There's another $25 you save. The handheld is running about $199 right now, and that's also, I think that Lentini has that also. But that's what they're going for. Radio Shack currently has their 300 trunkers. It's back up to its usual price, $299, which is really crazy. But they do have the 150 channel trunker on sale for $169, which is pretty good value. And then the mobile unit, the new one, And, you know, another radio, 199, that 300 channel one is very good. I had that. I forget what number that is. I think it's the 2050. I'm not sure. But that radio really works good.
Excellent radio.
Very happy with that. A little intermod with an outside antenna, but as far as trunking goes, it works very well. That's about it, Ed. I can't do any more commercials. Let me turn it back to you because I'm having trouble talking, and I've got some things to do over here as I listen to the net. So we'll be there Thursday, I'm sure. H2AYC and 2VRA.
Honey and T.
N2NJS, check in.
Okay, N2NJS, recognize. Okay, Frank. Yeah, the reason I mentioned it, in case you missed it, and I hope your throat feels better. What I was saying, I read an ad from a place called Front Gate, which is one of these places like Sharper Image or even worse. They're selling the 895 and the 235 for $375. And this is a catalog that came last week. So, again, buyer beware. Let's turn it over to N2NJS.
I got a question and maybe some info for the net. First question is, does anybody, if yourself, maybe you get it, Ed, get a magazine called National Communications? Okay, maybe everybody's thinking. Word came over the internet the other day that on the front cover of the latest issue, there is a blurb about Yunzen coming out with a Bearcat 245 XLT handheld scanner. And it didn't exactly say that it does EDEX, which is the Motorola, the GE Ericsson system, but somebody's saying that it does. That's why I'm curious to see if anybody has that magazine. Back to you, Ed.
Okay. N2NJS, KC2AYC. I used to subscribe, and last April I let my subscription lapse. However, I know somebody who does get it. I can inquire. One of the guys that I email with. And I'll email him and I'll carbon copy you. See what we can come up with. I was not aware of that. The only thing on the EDEX front I was aware of is that on Optoelectronics' web page, they are advertising that the Optocom with the third-party software will work on EDAC. When I posted that on the list, keep in mind you do have to use a computer with that. Someone told me it's still not available. I have heard Unigen working on a tracker, yet they deny it, which I think they denied the 235 existed until the day it came out, or the day it was I know they're having that Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas in January. Who knows, maybe something will be announced there. Steve?
Yeah, that show is January 7th to the 10th, I think it is. Okay, I have a web page that has the picture of the cover of the magazine, but it's really hard to read and doesn't really say EDAC. If you're ready to copy, it's www.bearcat1.com/national.htm. And you can see the cover page of the magazine there. Maybe a friend will have more information on that. The other thing I wanted to put out, and I put it out over the internet list, was just in case anybody has an HDTV, Channel 8 in Connecticut, WTNH, is now transmitting on Channel 10 with their HDTV signal. Back to net.
Okay, Keith. Thanks for that info. And curious, these TVs, are they going to be readily available and affordable to the average consumer? I know I went into a Sony store in Manhattan a couple months ago. I think it was was on Fifth Avenue. I know what it had to sell my car to afford the digital TV.
Well, like anything else, they'll come down in price. Prices of computers were high. They came down. As people buy them, everything comes down. I seen a 61-inch projection, rear projection, last week. That was, I think, $8,000 or $9,000, but it had the satellite receiver built in and the HDTV decoder box built in to the special TV. And I was impressed with the signal, really. The quality of HDTV is going to be good, but the price has to come down on the TV. I think the smallest HDTV that you'll see, or digital TV, will be like a 34-inch. I think if they go any smaller than that, you're going to really lose the HDTV because it's the different size picture tube. It's a 16:9 ratio compared to whatever we got now. I forget the number. More, you know, it's more of a rectangle than a square that we have now. So if you go down past the 34-inch, a rectangle will be ridiculous to have as a TV. Back to you.
2XOJ.
Okay, N2XOJ, recognize. I guess I'm a little confused. I don't know, I see TVs now, you get a nice size TV for $250. What about a guy that wants to put a 13-inch TV in his kitchen and he's limited by space, or maybe he works in a toll booth, he wants to put a little 13-inch at work, or maybe he's got a motor home or a camper, I don't know. How it's going to work. I know the government's going to force regular TV off the air at a certain date. Let's see what Alec has to say.
And just to bring the food net to a close, we have no additions to it, number one. Number two, your question was, will it be available to the public? The answer is yes. Will it be available affordably? No, not in probably the next 5 or 6 years, but so be it. KC2AYC, I'm 2XOJ. See you on Thursday. Good night, Ed.
Okay, Alec, thanks for your help. And 73. All right, let's stand by, see if anybody wants to comment, and then I got one more interesting article from Warren, and we'll wrap it up.
KC2DHF, if I could talk to Keith for a minute.
Sure, go ahead, Dan.
N2NJS, KC2DHF.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan, I'm listening.
Alright, I sent you a copy on your email of the same technical question that I sent to Ed. Did you get a chance to see it?
Yeah, I got a chance to see it, but I didn't finish reading it yet. It was very too technical.
Okay, roger that. Maybe between you and Ed, you can help this lad out.
And we'll put our heads together.
KC2DHF, I'm going to sign. I got a honeydew I got to do.
Okay, KC2DHF, KC2AYC. All right, Dan, I'll be checking my email in a little while. We'll get back to you. All right, let me just pick up this last thing and then we'll get ready to wrap up. Apico, this is from our friend R, said in December 7th issue of Wireless Week, Apico asked the FCC to rethink the new spectrum standard. The Association of Public Safety Communications Officials International asked the FCC last week to rethink its decision rejecting the Project 25 digital equipment standard for the new public safety spectrum allocation. Rather than adopt this or any other standard, the FCC created a new federal advisory committee to recommend the standard within 4 years. In an order released in late September, the commission ruled that all public safety systems in the new band reallocated Okay, reallocated from broadcast TV from digital, and that all equipment used on the channel is designated for interoperability and must have this capability. APCO filed a petition December 2 asking for reconsideration of the order, charging that as written it will cause a delay in the use of the new spectrum up to 6 years. The delay will not only jeopardize the safety, but will violate the Balanced Budget Act of 1997, which required the commission to begin assignment of the new licenses to the public safety agency by September 30th of this year. APCO maintains that there must be a baseline standard for the 700 MHz band. If new equipment is going to be interoperable as required, manufacturers will not build equipment unless the standard is set. However, multiple vendors already offer equipment that complies with the Project 25 standard, which was approved by the American National Standards Institute. There's no reason for the commission to start all over again, ignoring the years of hard work that went into the Project 25 standard on part of both users and manufacturers after today. The creation of the new standards committee itself will cause unnecessary delays, according to the public safety group. The National Coordination Committee does not even exist yet. There's no funding, no members, and no operating procedures. The group also said that creating a government standard setting body one of the reasons the commission rejected the Project 25 standard is that it is designed for 12.5 kHz operation, while the new band is designed for 6.25 kHz. APCO contested that this rationale, with the assurance that the next phase of Project 25 would be 6.25 kHz. The public safety officials also are concerned that the commission's rules do not adequately safeguard against overuse of the channel by authorized non-government users, such as volunteer fire departments and neighborhood watch groups. The order requires that non-government groups obtain the consent of state or local government entities, but this rule could open the door to small, unsophisticated agencies to become knowing porn in a non-governmental organization scramble for spectrum. Additionally, APCO wants the commission to facilitate a mechanism to provide basic funding for regional planning committees and activities. From the outset, the committee will incur the expenses of telephones, travel, and meetings, and publish and distribute notices to participants. Either APCO or the local entities can assume all of these expenses. We thank GAR for that info. Just to give you an idea, this is spectrum reallocated from channel 60 through 69. Give you the four bands. First, 764 to 776 megahertz. Next one, 794 to 806. Then 748 to 764. 776 to 794. We thank God for that info. Alright, I'm done with fan mail. Appreciate everybody who participated and sent that in. I'll stand by for anyone with any additional comments.
It's KC2DKJ, late checking.
Okay, KC2DKJ, thanks for checking in. Do you have any info or questions for the net?
I do have a question on scanners in BASIC, which is like the best thing on the market, in your opinion or the guy's opinions. Handle here is Bob. I'm an old page, KC2DKJ. And I noticed that Tech America has the uterine on sale, the BC-835, for $250, but I didn't know if there was anything else out there. And that unit is computer compatible, isn't it, the 835? That was my other question.
KC2AYC, Manette. Okay, I was just waiting to see if anyone else wanted a comment. But, that's a pretty open-ended question. Kind of depends what your needs are. Your location. location and best page, I guess you can also listen to stuff, but 895 is a great radio, 300 channels, it is computer compatible. I don't have one, I know some people that do. I don't quite know the capabilities of the various software. The software is provided by third parties, meaning Univin doesn't supply it, but there are several software that you can use. Usually you have to make an interface cable. There are a couple of people that are providing interface cables. I do believe in the next coming year there will be some new scanners coming out on the market. Say your investigation, NASA, county, police, and various fire departments are all on conventional systems. But if you're interested in listening to NASA County Sheriff, or the buses, or the fire marshals, they're on what's called the Ericsson trunk system, which the 895 does not work on. Right now, there's currently no radio on the market, but there's rumors that sometime between now and the spring, some new radios will be coming out on the market. Don't know what the pricing is. I think you can get the 895 from a place called Communications Electronics. They usually run full page ads in all the major publications for probably about $195. Shipping is a little high. Yeah, like you said, in the low 200s, you can shop around and see anybody else sell an egg to get a call sign. He just bought one last week from Copper Electronics. I don't know where they're located. Just over 200. Let me stand by and see if anybody else wants to comment.
AC2BZB?
Okay, let's turn it over to Joe.
Actually, I agree with you. The 895 right now is probably, for the price, one of the best space scanners. Just wanted to mention, too, that, remember, it doesn't pick up mil-air or the 220 band. You know, for that, I don't even know what you would recommend. The 9000 is nice, but it's a bit pricey. Otherwise, probably the 895 I'd also give a vote of confidence on. Back to you.
And to XOJ?
Go ahead, Alec.
Last word before I go to a traffic net. Everyone should be taking a look in Radio Shack for an obsolete model. It's out of date. It's not sold. However, the Pro 26. It's the last Japanese-made scanner sold by Radio Shack with the full coverage up to 1.3 gigahertz, is a superb scanner, and I bought mine at the ridiculously low price of $185 or something like that. When it was offered by Radio Shack originally, it was $450. It's a handheld, it is an outstanding scanner. I have nothing to do with Radio Shack, I have nothing to do with pushing this, but ask them if they can find a Pro 26. It is an ideal instrument. Back to that, gotta go to my traffic, N2XOJ, I'm clear.
Thanks, Alex, 73. Alright, Joe, is that the radio you have?
Negative, I have the Pro 62, which is an older model of the 64 you have. I remember the 26, though, and if I remember right, it was a top-of-the-line scanner, and a very good scanner. If you can find one for 186, it's well worth it.
Another question I have?
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
You're saying it doesn't work on the NASA County trunk system, the 895, correct? That's the first question. Second one is, I forget what magazine I was looking in, whether it was Popular Communications or something. You see these companies that are either buying from overseas, the ARO units, which have sideband capability receive, the whole 800 meg spectrum, I think total coverage from way low to 1300 megahertz, yeah. So
I'm not looking really at price to bargain, but I want something that's going to run into the computer, okay? Because I want to try to pull data off of it. And, you know, what's the best unit out there? So it's not really, I'm not looking to go cheap on it. I just want to know what's the best unit out there. I mean, some of them are up to $800. But in an opinion, what's the best one out there? As far as 220, I can get that on my FKD-100, which I'm using right now, the Yaesu. So that's not a problem as far as missing 220 band, but... Okay, go ahead.
BRA with a question.
Go ahead, BRA.
Yeah, Roger, thank you. I was on the phone over here. Did somebody say that the 895 doesn't get 220 in MILAC?
I believe Joe did. I didn't want to correct him, but as long as you're here, you're an owner of the 895, so go ahead.
Okie doke. Well, the 895 does cover 220, and it does cover the MILAF frequencies, UHF. It goes up to 956 megs and starts at the 10-meter FM portion, 29-something. 29.6 or something like that. It doesn't have the full coverage that the 3000 or the 9000 has. But then again, is when you get up into the 1.2 area, and there's no junk up there. There's nothing up there. It's all paging. So the advantage that the 3000 has is that it does cover FM and FM wideband audio also. And you have the capability to go wide FM. But other than that, for all practical purposes, the 895 is a 300-channel radio that does conventional and trunking with tone boards installed is an excellent value for 2 1/4. And that's strictly my opinion. Of course, it's a base unit, so you can't take it around. But you could use it in the car because it takes that standard plug in the back, which is... what is it, the 2.5, something like that. The very most common one that there is. So I just wanted to clarify that it does covers those frequency ranges. And Ed, I'll be in the listening mode here because I'm really going south in a hurry. So you guys Thursday, looking forward to it. And to VRA, back to you, Ed.
Thank you, VRA, Casey. AYC. Thanks for that info. Let me go back to Bob, KC2TKJ. You said you want to get data off it. You mean what kind of data do you want to get off it? Digital data? Do you want to decode with some type of software?
I want to try to decode MPTs from Mesa County.
Okay, well, that's a touchy subject, but from a legal standpoint, you're going to have to build although I heard there's a new software that I think uses a sound card. Yeah, but no matter what radio you use, you're going to have to do a modification on it and tap into the scanner's discriminator audio output circuit. If you've researched it, I guess you already know that. To last comment on the 895, even though it's inexpensive, saw a posting on the internet just within the last week by Rich Barnett, who's a publisher, Scanner Man, Journey Rights and Monitoring Mind. He's a pretty good authority in the scanning community. He stated it's one of the best scanners that's ever been manufactured. So, that's word for word what he said. As far as the AORs, I had an AOR 8000. I had it for 4 days and sent it back. It really didn't do much more for me than, $100 radio, and it really, I don't know, it's complicated to use, it didn't seem all worth it, so price doesn't necessarily mean the radio is any better.
See, what you want to do, I mean, you can even get a simple Realm MS-200 for about $250. G&G Communications will do the discriminator mod for about $30. They're located up in Liver and somewhere up in New York. I forget where, near Buffalo. They'll do the mod, or you can get the mods on the internet.